Yeah, you're not quite, mate. Passion. Do any of you know what passion means? It's a funny word, actually. Look that way. Do any of you know what passion means? Sort of. Joyce, what did you say? When you love someone or somebody too much. You're thinking about crimes of passion, you know, on these old sort of 1930s movies where the husband bursts open the door and you're okay. Anyone else got a definition of passion? Intense love. Okay. Sorry? Fire inside. I think the way I describe passion is something that's so overwhelming that you just can't hold it in. I can remember when Jackie and I first started going out. Oh dear, I've got a good memory. Did I have more hair then? Only just. And we went to, we were living in Newbury at the time, we went to Oxford with a friend of ours. And at the end of that day, he said, what was the word he used? Frenetic. Now, I don't think we did anything that was inappropriate, but we were quite passionate, I have to say, that day. Passion. It's a word which is used in the church. We talk about the passion of Jesus. But actually, when we talk about the passion of Jesus, what we're talking about are the events that led to Jesus dying on a cross. Strange. So what does passion mean? Are you passionate about anything? I just want you, for a minute, can you go back to where you were sat just for a minute? With whoever you were sat with. And I would like all of us to just turn to the person next to us and tell them something that you're passionate about. Something that, if somebody starts you going on a topic, what's the one thing you can't shut up about? If it's on the telly, what's the one thing you shush, I'm watching this? Or on the radio, or you know, if you go into a bookshop and you see a book on this subject, you just pick it up and buy it. You don't look at the price. What are you passionate about? This is the bit of listening to the sermons on the CDs afterwards I really enjoy, because at this point the music group haven't remembered that the microphones are still on and it's recording what they say, so you can usually find out what they actually think. Right. Okay. What is anyone willing to share what they're passionate about? Go on. Books. Well, politics. Go on. TV. Anything particular on TV are you passionate about? Just TV in general. Joyce? Keeping warm. Why am I not surprised? What are you passionate about? Enid Blyton. You like Enid Blyton books. I can remember reading a lot of Enid Blyton when I was your age. Maurice? Oi, that's rude. Anyone else prepared to share what they're passionate about? Michael Palin. Books and films. Food. Joan? Sorry? I can't hear what you're saying, my love. Wildlife, right. Yes, we were watching the Lions programme. Joshua, then. What? Star Wars. Yeah. What are you passionate about, mate? Bones. Big juicy bones. Or little crunchy bones. Right, or bones with meaty bits in them. Yeah, I mean, when you get somebody who's... But not chicken bones. When you get somebody who's... Stop it! Oh, you do go on some. But that's the thing about passionate people. They do go on some. Now, do you know something? I've often said I could listen to somebody who was passionate about what they were talking about, even if what they were talking about bored me to death. You know, I could listen to someone who was passionate about stamps. Now, I have to say, as far as I'm concerned, stamps are only good for one thing, and that's sticking on envelopes. Forgive me if you're a stamp collector. But you get somebody who's passionate about stamps, and actually you could listen to them for hours. You get somebody who's passionate about gardening, and I'll rope them in to do the vicarage. You get somebody who's passionate about, well, anything. You know, trains. I had a colleague at work in Newbury, where I worked. The little industrial estate was right next to the main West Coast line, the line from London through to sort of Bristol sort of end. And the conference room was at the back, and we could hear the Intercity 125s going past. And I mean, I can remember growing up in Doncaster and sitting in that drafty wind tunnel of a bus station when those trains used to go past and your eardrums sort of met in the middle and bounced off one another. Well, he would listen to these trains going past, and if it was a meeting not with customers, we'd sit there as this train went past and we'd sort of, and he'd say, that's the 24869. What? And he could recognise most of the engines that ran the West Coast line from the sound of them. And another one would go past at high speed. Well, I have to say, to me, all those trains sounded the same. He said, I think that was the 6394. It's got a dodgy turbine. But do you know something? There was something strangely compelling about the conversations I had with Gary about trains. What? He was passionate. And that is what Jesus wants his church to be about Jesus. These letters to the churches in the beginning of the book of Revelation, they're dynamite. They're like a holy hand grenade dropped in the middle of a church, and they will have exploded with a huge amount of force. Sorry, could I forgot to open my Bible. Revelation, oh, well done. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven gold lampstands. I know your deeds, I know your perseverance, yet I hold this against you. You have forgotten, you have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you've fallen. I could have chosen the other, there's another one of the letters where it said, do you know something, to one of the other churches, you're lukewarm. Have you ever had to drink a cold cup of tea? Have any of the children ever had to drink a drink that should have been hot that wasn't hot anymore? Yeah. What does it taste like? Yeah? Flat. That's a good description, actually. When somebody's made you a cup of tea, no, it's one of the problems vicars have. Actually, do you want to come back to the front so I can things I want to say, I don't want to say to the grown-ups, you see. One of the problems of being a vicar, and don't tell them I said this, is every so often people make you drinks. Now, most of the time, those drinks are really lovely and very much appreciated. But every so often, when I go and visit somebody that doesn't know me, they'll make me a drink that's got sugar in or that's got a huge amount of milk in the tea. And you sort of, there was one time, and I said, you know, I don't take any sugar, and they'd put two sugars. And the one thing they teach you at vicar school is if somebody gives you a drink, you drink it. So I was forcing them. And then another time, I'd got this cup of tea, and I'd forgotten to drink it. And I got to the end of the meeting with these people, and they said, oh, you've forgotten to drink your tea. And I went, oh, yeah. And it was lukewarm. Lukewarm tea, I think, is one of the worst substances in the universe. It's awful. Worse than stale bones. It was awful, but I drank it. But I tell you, as I walked out, I was thinking, And that's what Jesus said about one of these churches. He said, you're not hot, and you're not cold. If you were hot, you'd be passionate, you'd be out. If you were cold, I could do something about it. I could stick a fire underneath you. But you know something? You're lukewarm. That's what I'm going to do. You're lukewarm. And so my first word for the new year is passion. Passion. Because passion is where everything else comes from. If we are friends of Jesus, if we're going to be friends of Jesus in these villages, then we need to be a passionate people. We need to be passionate about Jesus. Because then, do you know something? Even though the subject might bore other people to death when they hear it in other ways, they'll sit and listen to us if we're passionate about what we believe in. It seems strange in our world today. So many different viewpoints, and everyone's saying, oh, that's okay for you, but you know, I'll have my viewpoint. But do you know what people like the most in our world today? Is when somebody actually believes what they say and live their life by what they say. It's incredibly attractive. It's incredibly passionate. When our lives and our words match what we think and what we believe. When we're passionate about God, when we're prepared to talk to people about God, not in a way that sort of, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. About as passionate as the skin on custard. But it's got to be the right sort of passion. That there's a sign on a lorry up on the A1, and it just makes me feel a wee bit uncomfortable every time I see it. It's true. I can't remember exactly what the words are on it now. Prepare to meet the Lord. And I have to say, there was a driver today who I wish I could have given that message to, because he cut me up badly on the way back to church. And I was thinking very unchristian thoughts. Prepare to meet the Lord. The day of the Lord is at hand. You know, it's not really the sort of passion we want, is it? It's not the sort of passion that attracts people. It's not the sort of passion that makes people think, I want to be part of that. You know, I want to be part of this group that shouts at people quite a lot. That woke a few of you up in the back row that had nodded off, haven't they? That's not the sort of passion. It's the passion that just can't not talk about Jesus, that can't not tell people the good news. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If we discovered a cure for cancer, cancer's one of the nastiest diseases that lives in our world today. If we discovered a cure for cancer, we wouldn't shut up about it, would we? As Christians, as friends of Jesus, we believe we've discovered a cure for being dead. Why do we keep quiet? We're at the start of a new year. And after all that's happened in the last year, and actually all that happened in the last 3 months of the last year, do you know what it feels like to me? You might not have you ever been on a big roller coaster? Do you know that? How many of you have been on really big roller coasters? a few. It's that feeling of sitting in the roller coaster car and you're on the level and then you tip back slowly like this, and then this clanking, which is like the safety ratchet that means if the cable breaks you won't end up hurtling back. Clack, 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 clack. And the ground is getting further and further away. And there's absolutely nothing you can do at this point other than scream. Clap, 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 clap. And there's a pause. And if it's a good roller coaster, there'll be a little drop first. You think, oh, that wasn't too bad. And then it goes all over the edge. That's a little bit like how I feel standing at the start of this new year. Heard this sort of clap, 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 and then we're sort of at the top. And I don't know quite where we're going. And I don't know how quite fast it's going to be. And I don't know how loudly I might scream on the way. But I know it's going to be exciting. And I know it's going to be incredible. And I know because God's arms are what holds me tight. Not some safety system on a roller coaster, but God's arms that hold me tight. That it will be entirely safe. That's how I feel stood at the start of this new year. And my prayer for me is that this year I will be a passionate friend of Jesus. And my prayer for you is that this year you will be passionate friends of Jesus. Because out of that passion for him comes everything else that we do. Out of that passion for the name of the Lord Jesus, out of that passion for his kingdom, out of that passion for his word, out of that passion for his life living in us, comes everything else. Jesus said, remember your first love. Remember what it was like when you first became a friend of Jesus. Because actually that's meant to be for keeps. We're not meant to live sort of in a, the Lord be with you. Yeah, well. We're meant to live our lives as passionate people, passionately committed to a passionate King who is passionately committed to us. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, my word for you is at the start of this new year, sit tight. Make sure that you've got the right safety system engaged, which isn't one of these pull-down bars that locks between your legs, but is the arms of the living God. Wait until the clicks stop, and then get ready for a real roller coaster ride. Because that's what I think is coming this year for this church family and in these villages. Because I can see God's Spirit at work in ways that I wouldn't have dreamed of even 4 months ago, 5 months ago. But let's be passionate about Jesus. Let's be passionate about being friends of Jesus.